Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back with Erica Flint. And you know, we were just talking about this, and I said you should make the bold statement. But now all of a sudden, I feel like making a bold statement. This episode is going to be about hypnopreneurism. Hypnopreneurism. It's time to start looking at the hypnopreneur. Let's start looking at hypnosis as a valid business opportunity. Now, let me introduce you to Erica. I'm so excited. You know, I'm still kind of coming off the high of recording episode 400. This is 401, and we had Celeste Hackett, we had Brenda, we had Erica and myself, and we gave out some golden nuggets. If you have not seen that, go there now. I'll put a link below. Go there and watch 400. And now, Erica, she's our newest co-host. And you know what? She is a true up-and-comer in the profession. She went full-time in the profession in about a year, and she replaced another very lucrative computer-oriented income with her hypnosis income, allowing her to do that. And she's spoken at the NGH convention. She's a true believer in 5-Path. She's a new CFI, which is Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructor, which means she teaches all my courses, the NGH Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, and also she can teach the Week of Power. She writes for the e-zine at hypnosis.org, and guess what? She's coming to us from Bellingham, Washington. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. And you know, it is so great to be here today. That was so much fun. Episode with number 400 with Brenda and Celeste. And I'm kind of on a high from that too. So it's just great to be here. Now let me tell everybody about you, Cal. So Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession, and not just because of all of these wonderful episodes. Number 401, here we are today. I can hardly believe you've done this many, Cal. I feel honored to be part of this one. But Cal is also the hypnosis celebrity and authority because he's received almost every single recognition and award in the profession, which is remarkable. He's also appeared on television and radio. He's the author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. And he is also still teaching and training and doing all of these wonderful podcasts every week. Cal, there's just so many wonderful things to say about you, but let's get started on the podcast today. So what exactly is a hypnopreneur?
Thank you, Erica. You know, I've had this idea for a number of years. I've had the domain name hypnopreneur.com. In case you're wondering how the heck you'd spell that, it's hypnopreneur.com, hypnopreneur. And I finally, at the convention this year, I said, you know what, I need to move forward on this. It's the whole idea of we got to start looking at hypnotism, consulting hypnotism, or hypnotherapist, whatever you want to call yourself, as a legitimate business opportunity. That if you treat this like a business, it can be not only one of the most fulfilling and exciting businesses you can be in, but it can be very lucrative. You treat it like a hobby, and it'll be a hobby and it'll cost you money. But you treat it like a profession, as a business, and you can live very well. You can have a great income. What do you think of that, Erica?
I think that's so true. And one thing that stands out to me, Cal, is that, you know what, your clients need you to run this as a business, right? If you want to do really great work, you got to look at the business side of things so that you can stay in business, so that you can do great work, so that you can focus on the core services that you're providing to your clients, which is in some cases, right, seeing clients, creating products, etc., creating great content like this, or maybe magazine articles or online articles type of thing. But it is so critical to treat your profession as a business in order to help your clients as much as possible. So I totally agree with that. What kind of advice do you have for getting started with that, Cal?
Well, first, let's understand the term. So obviously, hypno comes from hypnosis, and the preneur comes from entrepreneur. And it is a word that's derived from the French, and it really means to a person who builds a business. Someone who is a business builder, or even a business expander. So what I want you to think about as you're kind of thinking about this idea is that you as a hypnopreneur is someone that, yes, You are a confident and competent and skilled hypnotist who is able to help people, but you're also building a business. And really to have that kind of mentality. And that's really what caused me to shift into the idea of creating Five Path, because I read that book. You've heard me talk about it before, The E-Myth. It has to do with the entrepreneurial myth, and they talk about what it takes to really build a business and the idea of working with a system, which caused me to put together Five Path, which is the universal hypnotherapy system. How about that, Erica? I hear you've been doing some research on the topic.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And for me, definitely, it's all about, you really have to be thinking about this, okay? You don't have to do too much planning, all right? Because sometimes it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the things you think you have to be doing. But the reality is you've got to just, first of all, keep going, make a plan. And you've got to do some research and put some stuff out there. You know, I mean, I think the expectation, of course, these days, you need to have a website, a professional looking kind of website. So when you're thinking about building a business, people expect, there's some expectation, right? They expect you to have a phone number. They expect you to have some type of office somewhere, unless you do that kind of like go out to your clients, and that can kind of work, I think, for some people. But really there are some expectations. So understanding what the expectations are, you know, having a good looking website and some of those other things are the places where I started, especially since your website can kind of be your calling card, right? And people can go out there and take a look at you before they meet you in person or before they come to your office to see if you're the type of person that they want to work with. What do you think about that?
Well, as you're talking about it, I'm thinking you kind of had to make the same transformation I did. For me, I was living in the world of psychotherapy, and I was not entrepreneurial at all. I'd studied psychology, and I'd work in, like, for the state or for the county, or I was employed by Lutheran Social Services doing family therapy. And then when I decided to become a hypnotist, I had to learn all this business stuff and to accept an attitude of entrepreneurialism. And you had to do that too, because you came from the world of being employed in the world of computers and you know, problem solving and that kind of thing. And you had to make that leap also. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I worked for a company that was like 400,000 employees. I mean, we're talking huge company, corporate America, and everybody had their different responsibilities, right? And so I had, you know, what I was responsible for, and I did it, you know, very well, and I knew who to go to when it was outside the scope of the work that I did. And there were very talented people all around me, right? So what I did for this business was try to do the same thing, except it's all on me, right? Everything is up to me. I'm, you know, the buck stops here type of a thing, right? So if I don't like something on my website, or if I don't like the way something turned out, I change it. I do something about it. There's nobody else there that's going to do it. I'll ask for opinions and you know, being on this podcast and going to the convention and some of these things has really helped me grow and have some really trusted colleagues. It's so amazing to have trusted colleagues that you could say, hey, what do you think about this? You know, because you need to get, you don't want to be the lone hypnotist. I know you've talked about that before, Cal, and I did not want to be the lone hypnotist. So immediately I started growing my network. So that was something that I did, certainly. And you're right, I had to go from corporate to owning my own business, and there was a lot of changes there. So.
And so we go from wearing the one hat to wearing the many hats, right?
Absolutely, and there are very many hats. But I'll tell you something, one thing that I've learned is I know which hats I don't want to wear. There are some things that I know are better for somebody else to do. So let's just say for taxes, for example, that's kind of an easy example. I'm not going to do my own taxes. It's so much better for me to pay somebody to do that so that I can spend more of my time doing what I love and doing what I'm best at, which is hypnosis, and pay them to do their job, and they probably get me more money anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, as you're talking, I'm writing down some notes here. I mean, so many hats, you've got to be, and to me, That's one of the things that I really, really like about what I do. Like, I love doing hypnosis, and I love helping people with hypnotherapy and 5-Path and 7-Path. But if I did that 40 hours a week, I would go from I love hypnosis to I hate hypnosis, because it's just too much of a good thing. And being able to go and wear my many hats, that so yes, I can be the technician or the hypnotist. I can also, you know, be the person who is the marketer. I can be the person who is doing project management as I have different projects that might be getting ready to speak at the convention, or creating a podcast video like this, or creating a training item like a book, an audio or video program, and then doing marketing. You know, that is actually something.
You know, I completely agree with you. If I did hypnosis 40 hours a week with my clients, it could be tiring for you to do that. I do appreciate and enjoy the time when I get to come back to the office. And, you know, part of my job, I would say kind of a larger hat, and it includes a lot of the things that you just talked about, is a content creator. So that's how I think of it. I'm creating content for hypnosis.org. I'm creating content for my website. I'm creating content for my email list that go out. I create content, you know, for all sorts of different things, for products, for example, right? Or something else that you're doing. So that's a big part of what I do. And then marketing, of course, I spend a lot of time marketing my business. That's a big part of it. And so those things really balance out the other work. And I think that's really important. So when you're able to do that, and you can spend some time doing one part of the business and some time doing another part of the business, I really enjoy that, having all of these different roles. So I completely agree with you. And that's really important to keep in mind. You can't just focus 100% on one area of it, right?
Exactly. And, you know, in episode 400, one of the themes was stepping up, getting outside of your comfort zone, and, you know, becoming the hypnopreneur. At first, the getting out of your comfort zone is becoming a confident and competent hypnotist. You're getting the right training, getting the right support, reviewing your materials, getting the training materials. And then it goes into, okay, I'm ready to start seeing clients. And then you've got to do, well, how do I get clients? So you have to become, you know, the marketer. And then you have to get out of your comfort zone and maybe do some administrative type things like, gee, do I need a business license where I'm at? And do I have to have insurance? And so you just grow. Did you experience that?
Oh, absolutely. And certainly there are some things that you need to do sooner rather than later and in a particular order. But that's what's nice about having colleagues, right? Hey, you know, what's the best, liability insurance provider, or, you know, that type of a thing, that you can get feedback from other people. But there's definitely a lot to do. For me, I had to basically learn that I can't do it all at once. So once I started doing hypnosis, I got so excited. I loved it. And I just wanted to race forward, like sprint as fast as possible to get going and get everything like set up and ready to go. But I had to kind of, you know, I realized that you really can't learn everything all at once, and you can't get everything done all at once. And it's just impossible. One thing that I've learned is there is no end to my to-do list. There's always things to do. And on the one hand, that's kind of nice, because then I can kind of pick and choose. Okay, it's about prioritization. So there are some things that have been on my to-do list, and then it becomes obvious that they need to get done sooner rather than later. And that's when I do them. There's always stuff to do. I enjoy doing all of it. I enjoy balancing it out. And so, you know, I'm just really happy with all of this.
Yeah, as you're talking about this, a couple of things are coming to mind, and that is, when I first met you, which was the NGH convention before this last NGH convention, you know, I was impressed with you. You know, you're smart. I saw that you were ready. I felt like you were ready to start stepping out and stepping up. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's true, because I remember you had asked if some people wanted to contribute to hypnosis.org, and I had just started. I had just gotten started, but you know what? I said, I think that even though I'm just getting started as a hypnotist, I think I can still contribute. So I put myself out there. I set a goal for myself. I set a deadline, and I made myself do it, and it was great. It was a great sense of accomplishment, and yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. So one thing I was thinking about is, you know, one of the things I have on my list is networking. And, you know, you've been really good at networking. You utilize both the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. You've used our Five Pathers Dinner. That's where I met you, you know, which is every Thursday night at the National Guild of Hypnotists. And you use the Five Path Group. You've just been an expert networker at utilizing those kinds of things that we offer you and all of our Five Pathers.
Absolutely. You got to show up and you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. I mean, I've had so much success in my life just by taking a moment to read kind of, hey, what's going on? What's offered? What things are available and how can I take advantage of it? I mean, if somebody's setting up a great resource for you, go take advantage of it. Put yourself out there. Another thing that I did was there was no NGH group here in Bellingham. So I started that. So I'm the president of that group here in Bellingham. And so I've gotten to some other hypnotists in the area around. And so you got to, you know, take advantage of the things that are already there. And if there's not something there, get something started. Because everybody that's in that group is very happy that we started this organization locally. And, you know, just... you know, everything doesn't work out, but you just put yourself out there and good things will happen.
Exactly. You know, as one of the things we just started doing this, we have a new hypnotherapist. We are true believers of going from classroom to clients. And Kelly's graduated the course. We've invited her to work at our center. And then Maureen's going to spend some time with each new one of our hypnotherapists and teach them how to answer the phone and do things like that. And probably one of the absolute most popular training items that we have is the video series called the Business Startup Pack. And we're now on version 2.0. And now what I said was, Maureen, you're going to be doing this one-on-one work with Kelly anyway. Let's record it. And because, you know, so many of our hypnotists, in their heart and souls, they're helpers, but they're not business people and they don't know how to book appointments. And so we're in the process, hopefully in a week or two, we're going to have the Business Startup Pack 2.1, which is going to add three audios of Maureen taking this new hypnotist from classroom and giving her the business end of the deal. I've already spent my 10 days teaching her how to do hypnosis, hypnotherapy in class. Now Maureen's going to teach her that other hat about, you know, how to set up your office and then how to make appointments. And she even does, probably the thing we've been requested most is we want some role play. So I think there's two meetings where they just do role play. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic. What do you think of that?
I think that's amazing because I got that startup pack when I first started, and that is exactly one of the keys to my success getting started. Because if you can answer the phone appropriately and book clients, I would say, you know, most of the people that call me, I am able to get in my door and see as a client, right? But you have to know how to do that appropriately. And so that, the Business Starter Pack 2.0 was the one that I used, and it was very helpful for me. You can be the best hypnotist in the world, but you don't have any clients, it's not going to really help anybody, right? So you've got to get those people in the door, and you don't have to know how to do everything, right? Listen to the experts, okay? Maureen is an expert at this. I love sitting down and talking with her about little things that are going on. She always has such great answers. So I think this is a great idea that you guys are doing this. One of the things that I see and hear from people that tell me about hypnosis and trying to do this is they don't know how to get started. You know, they've got their training, but they don't know how to get started, right? And so there's a couple of things that they certainly should learn how to do. And one of them definitely is you got to learn how to answer that phone and bring clients in, right?
Beautiful. And as hypnopreneurs, some of us, we would like to move beyond being just the and there's nothing wrong with being the hypnotist in the hypnosis office. I don't like the idea of being the lone hypnotist. You can be like Erica or Celeste, who have their own offices, but they're highly networked, so they don't feel alone and they're not alone. But then some of us, like me, I wanted to have a hypnosis center. And with the Business Startup Pack, you can both get yourself going with the center, know how to set it up, have a marketing plan, and then you can let Maureen, if you decide to start having staff, let Maureen train staff on how to answer the phone and that kind of thing. For years and years, we had a receptionist that did all the booking. Now you can just let Maureen teach them by playing the audios. Okay, I don't want to turn this into infomercial. It's just something that popped in my head about the Business Startup Pack. And as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking this podcast is about going to be posted in about 10 days. It's going to be my goal to get that package finished so that maybe we can do some kind of special offer on it or something when this podcast is released. If not, it'll be shortly after. All right, why don't you wrap it up, Erica?
All right, well, thank you, Cal, for having me here today for episode number 401. I'm really happy to be here. And, you know, if you want to be a hypno entrepreneur, you can do that. And, you know, this episode will help. Cal's got another 400 free episodes out there on hypnosis and learning about hypnosis. And so we really hope that you come back and enjoy watching us with here just as much as we enjoy sharing this information with you. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, you guys, I'm going to wrap it up here really quick. I want to see you in class. I know you guys will be watching this a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, maybe even 5 years from now. Go to calbanion.com and check my training schedule. And for those who are watching it as it just comes out, I've got classes coming up starting October 13th, the Banyan NGH approved certification super course, 10-day course here at our center. Same thing in March, starting on March 2nd, 2015. Once again, the NGH approved Banyan hypnosis certification super course. It's 10 days here at our center. And we've just scheduled our Week of Power. It's the 7-day course, advanced course for people who are already certified. And that's going to be May 9th, 7 days. All right, that's it. Want to see you in class, want to see you at the convention, want to see you at Solid Gold. No Solid Gold this weekend. In 2015, because I'll just let you in on that, because they're doing a lot of extra planning for the National Group of Hypnotists 65th year. It's going to be a big convention. See you there. All right, Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.